In the reformation of Iraq as a whole country, with all its ethnic divisions, one of the trickiest problems is in the north, where Iraqi Kurds have had a semi-autonomous region for years. While just about everyone involved, including Iraqis and the Turks and Iran, while almost everyone wants the Kurdish area to remain in a greater Iraq, the Bush administration is now saying that the issue can be left unresolved, at least for a while. The New York Times this week reports some U.S. officials are saying it can wait until after the U.S. turns over sovereignty to the Iraqis on June 30th. The State Department says it's an issue for Iraqis to decide. Slate's Tim Noah has been writing an occasional series of pieces called Kurd Sellout Watch since right before the Iraq War. We spoke earlier through the Slate offices in Washington. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So there's a reason that you called this column Kurd Sellout Watch. Just remind us of the history of these people.
The Kurds have been sold out again and again throughout history, going back to World War I, when the Treaty of Sevres, which divvied up the Ottoman Empire, failed to create a country for the Kurds. Ever since then, it's been one humiliation and setback after another.
Yes, and the last sellout came a little more than a dozen years ago at the end of the Gulf War, when the Kurds rebelled against Saddam Hussein. The administration first encouraged them, then really didn't offer the protection that they thought that they would get. But the Bush administration did institute this no-fly zone so that the Kurds have kind of been running northern Iraq somewhat under the protection of the Americans ever since then. Now, if the Kurds get a kind of autonomous government there, what'll happen?
Well, the first thing you have to say is that Iraqi Kurdistan, as the region is frequently referred to by Kurds, is really the only functioning civil and democratic society within Iraq. And that makes it extremely difficult for the United States ever to say no to the Kurds, which is quite a happy development because, of course, in the past, it's been a history of constantly saying no to the Kurds. The only significant indigenous force that fought alongside the Americans and the British and the other allied forces during Gulf War II was the Kurds. So that has bought the Kurds a great deal of additional goodwill from the United States.
With all the history of the Kurds and what's happened and the very strong desire of the Kurds for their own state, their own space, is there some danger here that you will encourage the sort of Kurdish independent element to say, well, this is it, they're on our side, and we should march ahead and absolutely declare Kurdistan as a nation?
There is that possibility. I think that possibility will be greater if it turns out that a greater Iraq is difficult or impossible to sustain as one nation.
I mean, the consequences of something like that could be catastrophic for the entire region, not just for Iraq.
It could create very serious problems with Turkey, which has had a problem with an insurgency of an extremist group of Kurds that have been crossing the border from Iraqi Kurdistan over the last few years. But we're getting several steps ahead of ourselves now because we really don't know how successful nation building will turn out to be in Iraq. What we do know is that so far the Kurds, who've had a lot to complain about from the United States and other nations over the last 100 years, have had really very little to complain about over the last year.
Slate's Tim Noah. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Alex.